Hello, ladies and germs. T-shirt tall Tommy here, and boy, do I have a deal for you. You are lucky to have met me today. There's this thing called the internet. I know, it was new to me too. You can buy things off this thing called the internet. One place that I found the best place to buy is the Fat Guy Radio Show Swag Merch Store. Look, deals on top of deals on top of deals on top of deals. They've got deals toppling deals. They can barely keep up with how fast the swag store sells out. If I were you, and I'm glad you are, shop the Fat Guy Radio Show Swag Merch Store today. What are you waiting for? A seam down the middle of a political divide? Get over to fatguyradioshow.com/store right now. You won't believe how much power you get from supporting by shopping. The Fat Guy Radio Show Swag Merch Store. Designed so hot you'll need a pot holder. I think they have those too.
This is the Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze. Blaze? Is that a marijuana reference?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. It is a full cast for all of you on this International Podcast Day.
Do you know what that means?
What does that mean?
I don't have to do voices today.
No pants?
Oh. What? Now I don't have to go, holla.
Oh, yes. You don't. You forget those too.
Holla, you only have to do that for 3 weeks. The, yeah, buddy, that was like, what, 4 months?
It was, almost to the point where we were going to put the yeah buddy in the replay machine so we would just have it.
That's what you should do.
And no. You know what else, too? I don't really have to pad while I'm eating. Like, Lil D can just talk.
He will. He will definitely. You know why? Because he's my brother, and he knows to carry the load, because he's always used to.
I'm carrying the load.
It sounds like he's been dropping the load. If you know what that angel's talking about.
My house is gonna be me.
Hey, can I tell y'all a story when we get to the meat of the show?
Maybe.
You haven't been here for a while, Lil D. You haven't been here for a while. There is no meat of the show. Just tell it.
I'll show you this show.
I don't have it set up. I don't have it. Okay, I do have it set up.
This like the show. All right.
There we go. Okay, good. Lil D, you know this new configuration? Lil D, put your leg down. This is the new configuration. Lil D, put your leg down. Good.
Let me get it ready, though.
No,
let me get it ready.
No, DT, you put your leg down too. Listen, people want to see the show. They don't want to see.
We give them a show. We give them a show.
All the show.
DA, not you too.
I'm a grower, not a shower, though.
Oh, come on.
Get it ready. Just get it ready.
Jesus pizza. I got it. Okay, you know what? This keyboard here, folks, this keyboard here, I'm going to keep this close because this is what controls the dump button.
That's a little ass keyboard.
It's just because I got a big button. It's because I got a big face, DA.
And I guess a big hand, too. Big chest.
Why does your keyboard look like an iPhone?
Let's not.
The 12 or the 2 or the 4?
Helping or hurting?
The 13 hurt. Max.
I'm helping to hurt.
Help it. You literally are helping to hurt. I'm going to go ahead and keep this keyboard closed. Little D's back. That's what we do. I have a public service announcement, Little D, before you get to the meat of your show.
Okay.
Public service announcement, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listen all over the world, especially the people that I work with on my numbers job and those that I consider friends, acquaintances, or contacts.
Oh, this is about to be a call out.
Yeah.
I have not, nor will I ever be, a morning person. Spread the word.
That's a fact.
If you want to get your feelings hurt, contact me via text, phone, email, IM, letter pigeon, whatever. If you contact me before 10 a.m. any given day of the week, my sole mission is to hurt your feelings. I am not a morning person. Little D will attest. I was the kid that got whooped up out the bed to get to school.
Zoltan.
Because I wasn't a morning person. I was the high school student that soon as I was able to mold my schedule, my first class didn't start till 11 o'clock in the morning.
No, lunch.
First period, lunch. Second period, second lunch. But nevertheless, I am not a morning person. And I try, and this is not nothing new. This is not breaking news. I just, this week in particular, just had a lot of people that forgot about that. And you know what? I can't help myself from hurting your feelings. And one of them may or may not have been someone that may be responsible for my career. But she had it coming.
But if she's responsible for your career, she should know how you work.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. So you know
like a personal problem.
Yeah. Yeah. You
even
should
his
be.
Little brother knows.
Little D one time showed up at my house and one made time. The this biggest one? Mistake he ever made. This one time. He little D, you know, is my brother. He's family. He walks into my bedroom, does whatever he wants. But this particular time he walked into my bedroom and I was asleep. And he was worried about me because he ain't heard me. I was sitting in there sawing wood. And little D woke me up, but he was doing something that he shouldn't have been doing. He was standing over me.
Oh, yeah, you don't do that.
So when I opened up my eyes, the first thing I saw was my brother. And, of course, my instinct was to die for some hardware.
Yeah,
I almost lost a little brother that day.
He moved fast. He did move fast.
You know what I'm saying? You don't wake somebody up standing over them.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
Bang on the door. Corey!
And little D claimed that he bangs on the door. He claimed that he was screaming my name all the way up the driveway, all the way through the living room, all the way up the stairs. I didn't hear none of that.
I was giving fair warning before I got there. So since no response, what would you guys do if you've been yelling, making noise, hell, banging?
I would have walked up to his room. Mm-hmm. I would have walked up to his room, opened the door. The moment I saw him sawing wood, I would have went down to the kitchen.
Okay.
Fixed a plate of some sort of food. Walked back up the stairs and wafted it in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying,
or I would have got some Pop Tarts and started throwing at him and see if he wake up.
So I think the reason why Lil D did that is because he thought I was DED. He thought I was dead. And
not be snoring.
I know, but he decided to still try to wake me up.
This me.
You know what I mean? But I'm like, no.
Zombie makes noise too.
But I'm not a morning person, and I never will be a morning person. Never.
I mean, I feel you because I'm not either.
Why do you think this show comes on at 7 o'clock in the evening, people?
What if you ever get one wife? Decide to wake you up for a little more next.
First of all, that's never going to happen because Corey is a big proponent of loving his money. So why would he get in a relationship?
Okay. So what if, just saying, what if like your side piece or girlfriend or mistress or hooker?
She's going to know the rules or she's going to get hit with the phone book.
Lil D, are you new?
I'm just saying, though, what if she forget like your boss did and just decide to
wake
you
remember
book?
With the phone book?
The
what
phone
do you
book
tell,
is going
to help
her.
What do you tell to a woman with two black eyes? Nothing. You already told her twice.
With the phone book, right? You told her with the phone book?
If you got to tell her more than once, you got to tell her with the phone book. I'm telling you this right now. So, Lil D, no, I ain't got to worry about that. And believe me, dude, my side pieces, my toys, they don't stay over. They ain't around in the morning.
Oh, they just,
because here's the thing. By the end of the night.
Here's the thing with me, Lil D, and you know this. If they staying overnight, they got a key.
No, man.
You don't stay overnight and think you're going to blow out and this is going to be a one-time thing. No, you staying overnight. What? You live here now.
You give him
what?
A key?
You think you're going to do that to me? And you just going
to
leave the next day?
Corey loves them hoes.
You live here now. That's a TikTok video. You live here now. What? You gonna do the double guac guac and then you just go leave
me?
What? You live here now. You ain't trying to leave. Because anybody that's going to walk out of my life, hell, I'm going with them because I'm sick of my S2.
Yo, I seen a TikTok. Speaking about that, I seen a TikTok on how to move into a girl's house.
Without her knowing?
Exactly. what it said to do is, it says, you go in, pipe her down, right? So
just go in and start piping, huh?
No, so like you talk to the girl and everything.
Not
you go
as soon as
in
you
there,
walk in the door, little dude.
You go in there, she invites you over one night. You know what's going on, so you pipe her down and you give her the best pipe you've ever laid in your life.
Okay.
Right? Then after that, you lay there. You don't immediately go to like change or anything and see. So you just lay there. Now she's either gonna say, "Hey, you're going to need to leave." But if she don't say that, then you spend the night. Right? So then when you spend the night, you hear her wake up and get ready for work and everything, you stay asleep.
Now, if she wakes you up and kick you out, then then you might have to try again a different day. But if she don't, you stay there all day. So when she comes home, you still there. And then after that, you just stay there.
That sounds like
the next thing you know, you live in there.
That sounds like the dumbest plan I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it is.
So here's my question. Where the hell was you staying before then? Wouldn't you have had your own place?
He was. That's the part of the story he didn't tell you, Lil D.
You take all your stuff from your old chick's house and go to your new chick's house.
I had a couple homies who did live that life, and there's a couple issues with what you said, because it doesn't matter if she's going to work or not. If she can't wake you up and can't move you out of her house, you just stay there. She ain't got no choice.
That's where that song came from.
And number two, they have places to stay, like they mama's house or they daddy's house or they girlfriend's house or their wife's house. But that's just how they get down. They'll just live couch to couch.
Well, the thing that I believe Dite is leaving out of the story is that guys that do this move, which prompted the TikTok video, those guys were sleeping in their car before they even went to old girl's house.
Probably.
Could be homeless and do it.
There's some homeless dudes. That's what you call. I don't know what it's called, but there ain't not one girl on this planet.
Banging for board.
There ain't one girl on this planet, because girls have the innate desire to create a homestead. So if they got people that ain't willing to leave, they in heaven. They got somebody that they can create a homestead with.
Exactly. They
and then
women
when you
want to nurture,
when you do try to bounce because you didn't found yourself another Chiquita, now you got to deal with her trying to drive you off of the freeway because you gave it to her. You put her heels to Jesus and you made her change her memory.
Yeah.
So here's the question.
Uh-oh.
Which one of you boys going to try it?
Too rich for my blood.
I'm already in it. Like, come on, bro.
That's
on my TV. I'm watching the Jaguar. Exactly. I'm watching the Jaguars. I'm watching my 2K on this screen.
Well, I guess. I guess, Lil D, that leaves me. Not
going to do.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, America. You want to laugh? How about you get done with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey. He's bougie, yeah. And we got Dite. He never does anything. And then DA, he's lazy. And little D, yo, he's crazy. Put them together, they are fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Run it. Radio show. Radio show. Radio show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's a radio show, not a podcast.
Fat Guy.
Boom. Let's go.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcast in over 79 countries, with more than 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnetics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. I'm joined by our executive producer, Daniel Dite Taylor.
What's good?
Our co-host, Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And also my little brother, DJ Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
And I am your host, Corey Blaze. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live stream, or tweet us your comments to @FatGuyRadioShow. Use hashtag FatGuyRadioShow, all one word. We may read them on the air. You're also welcome to slide into our DMs before, during, or after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by our swag merch store. Swag designs by your favorite internet radio podcast personalities. Something for everyone. Shop the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store today. Killer designs in your size and color. Shop today at Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store or through the social links on any of our social media platforms. And we thank you for doing so. Well, hell, the gang is all here.
What's good?
And we are glad that you've decided to join us. And thank you so much for downloading the best show on the internet in honor of International Podcast Day, which we're not necessarily. Thank you. Just a podcast. We are a radio show as well. And that's, you know, the formulaic thing, but we got in on the hashtag. Yeah,
we play some music.
Yeah.
That's not what Fcot, Scott,
DACA.
DACA. Yeah.
That's not DACA. Yes, DA.
AK-47 said something funny before we went to break. She said a hobosexual.
Hobosexual.
That's literally the people that are trying to sneak into your house and live on your couch, a hobosexual.
I mean, if you watch the old comic views, women talk about that. They say the dudes that are most down on their luck lay the best pipe.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want somebody that's rich, he ain't going to do it right. You know?
Well, if you can't pay with the dollars, you got to pay with the other D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what if you ain't got dollars or a good D? Then what you got?
You got to get going. Exactly. You be able to say.
And that's what girls mean when they say they want somebody who can raise the rent.
Oh. And which is why I own my own home.
I've never heard that. I want somebody that can raise my rent.
No, not my rent. Raise the rent.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, what does that even mean?
Raising the D. The D is the rent that they need to pay. So they're raising the rent. Oh, my God. Come it's on, not fellas. Funny if I got to explain it. Yeah, little D got it. He's the dumbest one here.
You know what I'm saying?
He
got it.
He's the D stands for dumb.
Don't call my dumb little brother dumb.
I'm just joking, little D.
Yeah.
Only oh, yeah.
You're just the nastiest here. That's why you got it. You knew I was laying.
Please don't get him started again.
Hey, you know the brain commute when we talk about nasty stuff. I'm like a goddamn scientist in that. SHIT is what I almost said.
Thank you very much. This is a Thursday show.
I know I had to catch myself. I ain't gonna be like one of these rules who last week you had to clean out a whole segment of a show. I heard that.
And y'all was it the whole segment?
It was a regular show.
It was a minute.
Somebody got
out of an hour and 15 minutes.
Somebody got too far in their cups.
Yeah.
And lost their composure. And we lost about 75 seconds of show.
Yeah. Oh, them 75 seconds. You see them saying? You see what I'm saying?
I did it on purpose.
DA, I don't want to be here all night.
Yeah, DA.
Corey, I have nothing to do with your after plans of work.
Don't
worry,
Corey.
But when you cuss or anybody cusses on the show, you don't have to edit any of it. I have to edit it.
Don't worry, Corey. I'm going to go over there and raise the rent for his wife. That's what I would do.
Jeez, man.
Don't you worry.
Raise your leg up. You're
no,
sweating out.
No.
Call her.
Lil D.
Call her.
Lil D.
Call her.
Lil D. Lil D. No. Lil D.
Call her.
Jesus. D-Tay, I don't need you helping either.
Sorry.
Yeah, you need help.
Trying to raise the rent.
We're trying to raise the rent this month.
It still doesn't make sense to me.
We're going
to
raise
the rent.
We're going to raise the mortgage.
Right.
It's not variable, though. It's a fixed.
Don't hey, you worry we're raising about it. The fiduciary. Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to furlough you, though. You got to furlough.
All right. So someone sent me a question, and they asked a simple question. Has the pandemic softened Corey?
Like, making you more fat?
Well, it's definitely made me more fat. Talk about
it's
the
like
pandemic 15. I'm thinking of pandemic 50. But nevertheless, just more me to love. But here's the reason why they asked the question. Because I haven't told any stories on the show about bad customer service.
It's because you don't go anywhere.
Yeah, you ain't
been. And yes, you have. You bitch about Cox. You bitch about Jack in the Box. You bitched about everything.
I have not bitched about Cox during the pandemic.
Yes, you have. Definitely you have.
I have.
Yes, definitely have.
Oh, I've bitched about them so many times, I forgot.
Yeah, trust. Yeah. No, trust me. Yeah, no,
that's like a permanent segment in the show.
But see, I've been.
There was one where the guy who was good looking came over to your house to fix something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the black guy, the boxer, the heavyweight boxer.
Boxers, I don't know. Yeah.
No, I couldn't give him the boxers. I didn't have that much cash. But okay, so I have, because here's the thing. I've been thinking about it, and I had, because when I went to Church's Chicken on Sunday, I was like, I encountered a situation that probably would have led to me coming back and bitching about Church's Chicken, but I didn't. So I went to Church's Chicken and I walked up to the window because they had the walk-up window. They don't have a drive-thru. It's the walk-up window. So I went to the walk-up window. They had the walk-up window and they have a lobby. I went to the walk-up window and I was standing there. And the little Church's Chicken lady comes and slides it, you know, fights to get the window open, finally gets the window open. And she looked at me and she says, "Sir, we're only taking orders from the inside. We're not doing window service right now." And so I looked over her shoulder and I looked into the lobby and I'm just looking at all these unmasked heathens in there. And I said, "Oh, okay, thank you." And I walked away and got in my car and drove away and went to Cane's. And I thought about that. I mean, I could have bitched out. I'm like, why can't I take an order here? Why can't I don't want to go in there. All them people in there. Now, the staff and stuff was all masked up and gloved up, but there was customers in there. So instead of me throwing a fit, I just said, okay, thank you. And yeah. I left.
Okay, so there was customers in there.
There was customers in there.
The black guy that walked in, they didn't want him in there.
No. I wanted to order from outside the restaurant. I didn't want to go inside the lobby because there were people in there that were unmasked.
Okay, so there was customers in there, but they didn't want to serve the black guy that drove through the drive-thru.
It wasn't a drive-thru, it was a walk-up.
Lil D, are you listening to this show?
How big is the delay? No, I mean mentally. Okay,
I was going to say between the brain and his mouth.
Is Lil D getting this show via fax? What the hell is going on?
Okay, so there was customers inside.
He's on an abacus.
They didn't want to serve the black guy that walked up to the walkthrough.
They didn't want us. They weren't doing window service, and nobody else was at the window but me. Everybody was inside, and I was uncomfortable going inside. And then, as I was walking to my car, I heard another guy that walked up to the window. She told him the same thing. He decided to take, life into his own hands, and he went inside the lobby.
He went inside, Corey?
He went inside, and you know what? D.A., his funeral is next week.
He went inside? What were you going to bitch about, Corey?
That's the
having to go inside a store
to get some chicken? That's the whole
thing. I've never
heard
of a walk-up chicken joint. What, would they put the chicken in a brown paper bag? Do they give you a 40-ounce with that chicken?
The whole point, D.A., is that I didn't bitch. That's the whole point. I just walked away because it was my personal preference to not go inside. So I didn't bitch about the fact that they weren't doing window service. I walked away.
That's like me going to a massage parlor.
That's the difference in me during this pandemic. Normally, I would have came back on here on this microphone and bitched about the fact that, what the hell, they got 15 million chicken flippers back there. Why can't they take a window order? But I'm not doing that. So the pandemic has changed me, D.A. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Nah, that for one, that's not even credence to bitch.
It is, because I should have been able to order at the window.
Oh, you also bitched about having to walk through Kohl's. That's another bitch that you did during the pandemic.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I did do that.
That was bitch credence, though.
Marginal? Not really.
I didn't want
the returns are all the way in the back of the store.
They
made
me walk through all their $75 pants. No, I can't fit none of them. That wasn't convenient to me.
Sew two of them together and have four legs.
Four legs? What's the other two for?
His rolls.
The face changes got me.
I don't even know why I bring my fillings to work. I don't even know.
I didn't even know you had them.
I don't even know why. I borrowed a couple on the way and I picked them up off of Grand Avenue. Lil D, you got me?
Ooh, I got you.
Thank you very much.
Did you deep fry them?
I did. Listen.
Deep fried fillings. I got to write that down.
and I dipped my deep fried fillings in some cane sauce.
Look, did you go through the drive thru or did you go through the walk up?
Hey, for Cane's?
Yeah.
Oh, I went through the drive thru and encountered a brother that looked like Little D, but he was taller, had muscles, and he was wearing had more muscles, and he was wearing what I could only imagine was the tightest Cane's shirt I had ever seen. And he was wearing half a mask, meaning that his mask only covered his bottom lip.
But it was his penis the size of mine, though?
Well,
the
little D, I wasn't driving up there. I was focusing on chicken, not necessarily.
His bottom lip.
I wasn't necessarily asking about his penis size. I did circle back around, though, and ask him, though.
Yes, DJ.
Welcome to Cage. What can I get for you?
Yeah, he had his mask on halfway covering his bottom lip.
I would have been like, what's the point of wearing it?
I didn't even, you know what? In this day and age, I don't even ask anymore. What I do is if I'm uncomfortable, I just go the opposite direction. I'm not.
Haven't you pulled off less, though?
Haven't I pulled off what?
Like going to a fast food restaurant. I think it was a bitch from Burger King.
Yep.
You said you pulled up and yep. They didn't have gloves. They didn't have the mask. So you said,
bounce.
See ya.
Yep. Bounce.
But you still ate the chicken from Cane's.
And now here's the thing, DA. See, if you, what you're doing is you was assuming and making an ass out of you and you alone.
No, I'm calling up your, calling out your hypocrisy.
It's not a hypocrisy, you little son of a monkey. The dude was standing outside.
He said.
He was standing outside like he was doing, they were doing the Chick-fil-A thing at the Cane's. So he was standing outside in the rain under a little pop-up tent. And even though I saw his mask only half on, I still social distanced my car when I turned the corner to order from him.
Social distanced my car.
And I was wearing my mask, so that was also something else that I've grown, DA. I've grown. I've expanded my horizons.
Are you listening to this show?
Not really. Can I say this?
Are you on a delay?
No.
Are you on a delay?
You got a mental delay.
You sound like you voted for Joe Biden, and I'm just going to leave it like that.
I sound like I voted for Joe Biden because I did vote for Joe Biden. Did you see what we had in there before?
I want it back.
Of course you do. Of course you do, Uncle Tom. Of course you do.
No, of course you do, Uncle Tom.
For the entertainment. It was entertaining, wasn't it?
Look, and honestly, you
will never make $400,000 a year. You're black.
No. They whipping Haitians at the border. If that happened under Trump, Corey, you'd be crying. I'll cry. But it happens under Biden. He's in, so we don't care no more.
Have you ever heard me say that he's the perfect president? No.
You just said it right now.
But you know what I will say?
But you're not complaining. You're not calling him out.
This ain't a political show. DA. I've never.
Can you screenshot?
I've never plugged this show. I've never plugged this other show that I'm on. No, I'm not even going to plug it now. DA, you know what?
Jake and Corey, I listen.
You don't, you idiot.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you're the one?
Don't hate.
You're the one?
Nevertheless, the pandemic has changed me a little bit where I didn't bitch at the church's chicken. I didn't come back here to bitch about the church's chicken. Yes, DA, I have not been back to that Burger King, but I have been to a Burger King. And DA, you should be proud of me. Because.
Why?
Because I have let down my guard a little bit. I will continue an order at a drive-through window if the person only has their mask on halfway. Or if I went to Wendy's and the guy didn't have no mask on at all. Because you know what I start to tell myself? You know what I start to tell myself internally, DA?
I was hungry anyway.
He's been vaccinated. That's what I keep telling myself. He's not wearing a mask because he's been vaccinated. That's what I got to tell myself to get through it, DA.
You got it, even though it might not be true.
It might not be true, and you know what? I might be dead soon, and that'll be great for you because then you'll finally have the show all to yourself, and you'll F that up too like you did this whole segment about me being more sensitive.
I ain't going to F it up. I'm going to sell it.
Oh. How much sticky you'll get?
Lil D, you should be the first person that says, hold on a minute. This is my brother's empire and you trying to sell it. And you trying to find out what he gonna get for it?
Yeah, what's the square root of 64?
No, because what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna divide that by two. Don't you worry. I got brain power.
No, you don't.
How you gonna get my wife from me selling this show for $8? Well, I said half that. $4.
You know,
the wife.
But I'll settle for two if you're listening out there.
We're up on a break.
Unless y'all offer more, this is not legally binding.
Hey.
How much for one rib?
Hey, your Quest Communications internet link is making all your jokes fall flat. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to try to get DA's internet connection. If he didn't have all those baby cameras running on his internet, maybe it'd be better. We're going to take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen, and on the other side of this, more fun and more thrills. Oh, I have an update about the Craigslist naivete.
Oh, he was bitching about that, too?
We're going to take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after this with me, Little D, and DT.
Ooh, three of us.
Oh, three. Wait, where am I going? What about me?
You're going to hell if you don't shut the hell up. Let me hit the break button.
Can I go in a hand basket? You have that look in your eye. I've seen it before. You lost something.
Oh!
Oh, damn it, I did.
It's the damn pliers again, ain't it?
I don't know. I need a set of pliers for like every room of the house or every level of the house because I lose them all the time.
Well, it looks like you're going to Home Depot again.
It looks like that will be the case. And you know what? I'll walk into the Home Depot or in this day and age, I can have them bring it out to me. Mm. And it'll probably be the normal customer service lady that I always see in the orange schmuck that comes out and says, hi, Mr. Blaze. Here's your new set of pliers.
Again.
Well, looks like I'm heading back to FatGuyRadioShow.com ordering me a new set of pliers. This time, DA, I'm going to pick up, what, 4?
You said for every room, so maybe 8.
That's very true. You know, maybe they have a plier necklace that I could just wear around my neck. Therefore, I'm never without a set of pliers.
You know the little thing with the keys that hang off your belt hoops?
Like a janitor in high school?
Like a janitor. You can just have all of those full of pliers.
I won't walk straight, but I'll go to Home Depot and buy all those janitor key string pliers.
You'll be jangling around, but you won't need pliers because you've been to the Home Depot.
The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany.
It's another wacky and zany show.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, everyone, everywhere. Set the table for fall at Walmart.com. Serve ware, linens, and more for small gatherings or full-on feast. Walmart.com has it all for fall. Start your free trial of Walmart Plus, and your orders will be shipped free with no minimum order amount. Get started today through the Walmart banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com, and we thank you for doing so. So, welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So, boys, you remember the tree falling in the backyard?
Yep.
Up against the wall.
Yep.
Remember that story?
My friend, the white knight, coming over and sawing it with his 75-year-old saw.
Yup.
Then me hiring a guy off of Craigslist to come out and do it. And he did nothing but just ruin my property and take my money. And I paid him ahead of time. And I was naive.
Yup.
Remember all that happening, right?
Mm-hmm. Yup.
Well, the tree was in the recycle bin. And yep. It remained in the recycle bin. The tree on the side of the house remains on the side of the house up till Sunday.
Mm.
I have bitched about them and I have complained about them.
But they came through for you.
But the neighbors stepped up without me asking them.
Barney Fife came through with Betty White.
Barney Fife and Betty White came through and pulled the tree parts out of the recycle bin. And I didn't know about it until I heard on Sunday morning this big kerfuffle going on the side of the house. And I walk out there and I see Betty White. Now, I have not laid eyes physically on Barney Fife since the underwear exposure. Mm-hmm. I've seen him on the Ring camera walking through the frame. But I have not seen them. But they came through and they didn't have to. But they got the tree out of the recycle bin to avoid me getting fined. Because what I did not know is that I don't even have to put the recycle bin on the street. The city can drive by at any time. And if they just see it on my property, they can fine me off of that. First, you get a warning and then they come back and they check again and then you get
fined. Who told you? They told you that?
Betty White did.
Dang.
Betty White did. So they came in clutch even though they didn't have to. And I kind of feel bad now that I've talked so much crap about them, but they are annoying.
Hold on real quick before you go. Can't you fight that? Like, say somebody was just driving by and just took the tree. There was just say your neighbor or somebody just took their tree and threw it in your garbage can and
well, they give you
just
a
warning. So city.
I don't know exactly what happens. I'm just, you know, this is just hearsay. But I think they give you a warning and a notification first, and then you have like probably 30 days to remove the items. And then if you do actually put it on the street, the trash man won't get your trash today.
Mm-hmm.
They won't take it.
Do you guys have the bulk trash pickups in your?
Yeah,
in
we do, and that's what we're waiting on. I she told me when the next one was, and I got a lot of bulk stuff that I got to get rid of. I got a lot of AJ stuff I got to throw away.
Mm.
But like, did you leave like a review?
I did not. But Betty White suggests that I should call one of the news stations.
She's white. She would say that.
She said I should call one of the news stations and report the guy.
Look, even if I worked at the news station, mm-hmm. if you call me with that BS, I'd be like, brother, go to google.com and write a review.
If it's a slow news day, they would probably take it. Speaking at all of those reviews that you guys found online, they would probably take it.
But didn't you pay him in advance? That's your fault, sir.
Yeah, it is. I'm at fault, too. I admit it. That's why I said Craigslist naivete update, because I was naive with it. But the neighbors, you know, the nosy neighbors, because they went and what they said that they were doing is that they were just coming to put my, because they normally come over on Sundays and pull the trash cans out because they go through them to get cans out.
What your neighbors do?
Yes. Yes.
You let your neighbors go through your garbage.
I never have cans. I don't drink soda like that.
But they still go through everybody's garbage on the street.
They go through about 7 houses on the street.
That's weird, but okay.
Because they walk around with one of those little old Walmart reusable bags and one of those little pinchers. Mm. And that you see them all the time, like homeless people rummaging through the little, they pull the trash cans from the house, put them on the street. They open up the lid and they go through them. And if they find any cans, they pull them out.
They got the whole block, social security numbers, bank account statements.
Probably
facts.
So, but I don't throw stuff like that away.
Okay,
this is a mob neighborhood, bro.
I don't throw stuff like that away in the trash, though. Mm. That stuff goes
What'd you say, Lil D? You could tell I never what?
Live in a neighborhood where it's like old folks that used to do that back in the day. Because that's the whole neighborhood know each other.
They would have got jumped.
No, in my neighborhood, it's perfectly fine. I don't mind them doing it. I never have any cans.
Yeah, they don't do nothing anyway. They owe people.
What are they going to do? They own their home. They own their home outright. They're two big old huge SUVs, you know, run. They ain't trying to steal nobody's ID.
D-Tay.
Yeah.
That story you was alluding to earlier about sleeping at somebody's house going over. They got the house outright. You can probably lay pipe to Betty Fife.
Oh, you can definitely get it with Betty White. You definitely get it.
Because
Betty White is known on the show. It's well documented on the show that she's a back hugger. She likes to sneak up behind you and hug you, but she leads with her pelvis when she hugs you from behind.
Oh. Yeah, but now if you just turn around, and
it's
she,
definitely
she
in her.
You turn around when she crumbs and grabs
a
and
whole
she,
house.
And if you look, and if you look at Barney Fife, he definitely ain't piping. He's not piping no
definitely
more.
Definitely ain't piping.
Don't assume that. You can't assume that.
Oh, yeah. There is the blue pill.
He did order some of my pills, though.
Oh, there is.
So I forgot about that. You're right. you are right about that, D.A.
But they came through and they did it and they didn't have to. And I appreciate it because I was just being lazy. I could have went out there and they did it. But they ended up, you know.
Rummaged through your garbage and didn't pull out the cans. They pulled out the tree.
They pulled out the tree out of the recycle
they
bin.
Smoke it.
It's where? Where's the tree at?
The tree was, they put parts of the tree in the recycle bin, and then the recycle bin got too full. They ended up just leaving the other parts on the side of the house.
Wait a second.
And this was interesting, Little D.
I thought you couldn't recycle a damn tree.
You can't. That's why I would have got fined by the city if
I don't
the city would have ever seen it.
You can't recycle a tree.
Yeah, it's better than paper.
Exactly. You just take it and you...
It's considered
paper.
It's considered landscape.
You said they materials. Put part of it inside the recycler, so that's...
No, the landscaping company that shook me...
No, I know they did that, so I'm saying, what did they do with the tree?
Oh, they have a mulch bin.
Oh, they have a mulch bin or a chipper.
Oh, yeah. They got one. Yeah, they got every damn thing.
Normally, did Barney Fife and Betty White do?
When they pull the tree out,
they have a mulch bin.
Good question.
And they put number one, Bob, what I heard about the kerfuffle... Was Bob out there with his little hat, with a little axe, and he was chopping off little trees to make it fit in his mulch bin. We have like, I think my street's a little, not big, it's kind of small. So we have one mulch bin, or there might be two further down the street, but we have a mulch bin and houses that the neighborhood that has the neighbor that has that mulch bin, they're told to share it with other people. So like everybody, if they're doing their yards or cleanup or anything like that, and they have grass clippings or bush edges or whatever, they can go to Bob and get the go to Barney Fife and get the mulch bin and use it. So when they took the tree out of my recycle bin, they just put it in their mulch bin.
Why didn't you just tell the gardener that?
Tell her what?
Why don't you tell that we have a neighborhood mulch bin. Come pick up these trimmings and dump
because
it there.
Because he was supposed to take it off site.
Which is what they normally do.
He's still waiting for the gardener to come back. He said he was coming.
Normally, he ain't coming, little dude.
That's true.
He's not coming.
He said he was coming.
I tried to text him.
I'm sure he's coming, but he's not coming back to your house.
He's not coming back. I texted him one more time, and he blocked me. I'm blocked now.
He probably drove by and like, oh, damn, Patrice took what? I did what I did come by. And he just kept going.
Mm-hmm. I'm blocked now. He doesn't
you don't,
even.
You don't
oh,
even
yeah,
pay first.
I will call
you. You don't even
also.
Pay first in church. They take offering at the end of service.
No,
depends on the church you go to.
No.
What church does it at the beginning?
Bro, I've been to churches where they do one at the beginning, one after the first choir number, one after the second choir number, one before the pastor starts preaching, one when the pastor do the Holy Ghost breakdown, one after he finished the actual word, because, you know, he starts speaking before he starts giving the word. They're two different things. Then they take another one. I've been there where they even... on communion Sundays, before you even took communion, you had to give your offering, then get your communion. And then after you took communion, they went around again with the offering plate. They wanted 95% of your tithes. And don't let there be a cookout in the communion hall because... in the fellowship hall, because then they're doing a whole nother row. Like, you gotta pay for your plate, then you gotta go ahead and get more offering before you get your drink.
How much is the plate?
$5.
The plates are already $5 to $10.
How much?
$12 if it has a hot link on it.
How much is the drink?
Hey, hold
the
on.
The drink was $3 for a can of soda.
And listen, I ain't gonna lie, but how come them church hot links be hitting?
They do.
Because
I don't know what Sister
$2 for the hot links.
I don't know what Sister Francis was doing with them hot links that was smothered in that sauce. I don't know what it was, but them hot links definitely gave
always
you
on point.
Gave you the Holy Ghost.
You hey, didn't church need, everything.
You
hit.
Didn't need no bun. Now, DA, my church, they don't season their food.
Ah.
And they ain't playing nothing like this either.
Oh, is that our...
Yeah, CFTN ain't playing.
Okay. I wasn't going to say...
CFTN
but
is
I've never
not
eaten
playing
there.
That.
I've never eaten there. I just go to their coffee shop.
I need you one of them wigs that you was talking about on your last show.
You need your shot and wig, little D?
So I can shake it. Put me on, give me a dress.
All right, Russell Westbrook.
No. Oh, man. Nevertheless, but they did. They came through. And yeah... I feel bad for talking about them, but no, I didn't ask them to do that. They just did it. And that, and it was on Sunday. And then, they came over on National Good Neighbor Day on Tuesday.
Aww. It's a damn day for everything that's in September.
Yeah, that's true.
It was Sunday, not a day.
Did you get on
Boss
Daughter's Day,
Doug?
Did you get on Daughter's Day?
He can't get.
Yeah, he can.
No,
I have
you
a daughter.
Can't. Not
yes,
yet.
I can.
You got to get a year under your belt first.
It's been a month. That's plenty.
A year, bro.
You're still in the trial run, bro.
You still in the 90-day probationary period. The doctors can come and take that baby back at any time.
Tomorrow's National Glad You Woke Up Day.
But on National Neighbors Day, Betty White brought over some cookies.
Did you just throw away because you don't take food?
Were they her cookies?
No, Lil D. Her cookies is 7,500 years old.
So? The older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
The older the berry, the sweeter the juice. That juice, they dried up, bruh. So she brought over some cookies.
And powdered milk.
And just left them at the door with a little note. Said, happy Neighbor's Day.
Corey opens up the door as a cat. Oh, looks up at me, takes off, darts across the room.
You know that. You know, and I was just thinking that the other day. I don't know if it's because I haven't been outside, but I haven't seen any cats, nor have I seen the cat neighbor. Not even in her backyard.
The cats are in there eating her. You'll read about it on the news. It won't be a slow news day that day. She'll be a Gabby Catapito.
Oh, good Lord. They're going to have to search the Arizona marsh for her husband.
Did they find them?
No, I haven't seen, her in like a month.
Do a wellness check. Just go knock. Be like, hey, just worried about you.
Too many cats. Actually, there aren't any cats.
No. You right. I don't even want you to. Because since I care about your well-being, let me go by.
Go ahead.
Go
over there and get you some. I'll go with you, little D.
Y'all go over there and get you some cat COVID. Go right ahead.
Me and D-Tail going to go check on her for you. She good. We're going to say, on behalf of my big brother, Corey, D-Tail and I, we just wanted to check on your well-being, make sure everything was good. If you need anything, a pipe, a drain, anything unclogged, we got the tools. You need something unplugged.
Yeah.
We're your guys.
Yeah,
you know what you whatever you need. You got two black guys here, very young, ready to do whatever you need done around this house.
You're lying about that young part, but okay.
Well, hey,
we
got the right equipment. Whatever you need done, we're here for your service. And trust us, we won't just cut your tree down and leave it. We will clean up after ourselves.
Little D.
We will put the trash wherever we need. We got pipes. We will put
Little
the...
Little D.
Oh.
You will never,
ever
lay pipe to my neighbor. I keep telling you. She will be a fatal attraction to you.
Hey, okay. Well, D.T., he didn't say you couldn't, so I can't, but you can do it, and I can watch.
All right, we're up on a break, ladies and gentlemen. Look, it must have been a...
Your ad can be after that.
It must have been a commercial for the game D.A.'s watching. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here, and on the other side of this, we're going to check in with Little D and see what's going wrong in his world. It's FatGuyRadioShow.com. We'll be right back after this.
You've never been to our website, DA?
I mean, why would I need to go on it? I mean, I am the show. So why would I go to the show.com?
You're on the website. You don't go to the show.com. That's something else, bruh. You go to fatguyradioshow.com and you've never been to our website. You're like, hey, my Twitter link and my Instagram link is up on my bio.
That's really good advertising for us. We have episodes on the website, too.
DA, what the hell? This is your show.
Look. It says The Home Depot. We even have our sponsors on there. Oh, and it's a secure website, and we can become a patron straight from the website, too.
You've got to be kidding me.
What is a parent website? BDB Radio Network. That's news.
What are you doing here? Have you never been to our website where all of the information that we talk about on the show, on social media, our YouTube replay is there, our Facebook link is there?
You can watch the live show. There's a link. I press live and it takes me straight to the show. Why have we not talked about this?
Oh my gosh, DA, there's nothing new. Everyone that loves and embraces this show knows about FatGuyRadioShow.com. It's the hub of where everything is.
Especially me. I see my picture.
Your Photoshopped picture.
But I look beautiful.
FatGuyRadioShow.com. Even DA can navigate to it after being on the show for 100 years.
Wow, it even has my Facebook. I'm enamored.
You've got to be kidding me.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
Prepare to be thrilled at the Home Depot with Halloween decorations to scare up more family fun. Find your Halloween themed from Grave and Bones to Dreadful Dream. No matter which way you imagine it, the Home Depot is ready. Get inspired today at the Home Depot through the banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us on our live stream, I am your host, Corey Blaze. Okay. That's Doug, the DA, Andrew, right there.
Holla.
Our executive producer, Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
And my little brother, DJ Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. And Halloween is coming up real soon. And before we catch up with Little D, I just want to say, hey, yo, anti-maskers, Halloween is coming up. Don't forget your stance. We wouldn't want you to be a hypocrite. All right. So, Little D, what's new in your world, buddy? What's going on with you? You broke your face. What?
This is not a political podcast, BTW.
You can suck all of my left butt cheek, DA.
Present it.
You can suck all of it.
Roll it out.
Nothing that I said was anything political.
Roll it out.
Yes, it was.
It was not.
COVID in itself is a political
I didn't say
stance.
Anything about
just the
COVID.
Way you said,
did
hey,
you hear
dear
me
anti-maskers,
you say,
that's a political stance.
That's not a political. You
yes,
are
it
making it political. It's
yeah,
not
it
a political
is
stance.
I've never heard a conservative say anti-mask. It's usually a left-wing Democrat type thing.
Ain't nobody said that it was political. People don't want to wear masks, so why would you wear a mask on the holidays? About Halloween. That's all I'm saying.
I think he's just talking about the verbiage. I think if you wanted to be non-political, say, hey, people who don't believe in wearing masks.
Yes. And,
that sounds like something that a conservative would say.
Ooh, he called you conservative.
I did not call D-Tay a conservative. I'm talking to you, pink shirt.
It's hey, Doug, salmon for one.
Are you a Republican by any chance?
No, I'm not.
I think it's salmon.
I think it's stupid. All right, little D. what's going on in your world before I also try to not body shame somebody?
Oh, yeah, this is more interesting. Go ahead.
That's a body shame. I want to hear you body shame somebody.
Listen, people. Listen, mm-hmm. Listen, Linda.
Speaking of Linda,
I am not body shaming by any means. I am fat and fluffy and full of pasta sauce.
Penis.
I thought you were going to say pie filling.
I got pie filling and I got penis. DT, what do you think I'm full of?
Paste.
Penis.
Pie filling and paste.
Hey, after my dentist appointment on Sunday, I think I'm going to have to go by your house. Corey and check on your neighbor. I'm gonna pull up my red Corvette right in front of her house
to give her some pie filling or some paste.
Both, whatever it is that Corey's full of, I'm gonna get.
Well, that does work because semen is different than what's the other word?
That's what I've been trying to say.
Sperm just drives the semen. No, semen just drives the sperm. It's like an Uber.
We don't need to start talking about the coastal army.
It's like blood and plasma.
So yes, I'm not body shaming anybody, but I was watching. I was walking by TV, actually walking by the TV, and it happened to be on a TV show. And there was a very famous person on this TV show. And I happened to look at this person. Now, listen, don't cancel me, people. I'm fat. I understand. I'm bigger than I was the last time we was all in studio. I know it. Okay. Mm. This is more from a level of concern than anything else, okay?
Talk to me.
What happened to Whoopi Goldberg?
Oh, I ain't seen her.
Yeah, I haven't seen her either.
She getting bigger? All right, let me Google.
So the show that I saw was The View, and they're all back in studio now because they were all virtual, and we were only able to see everybody from mid chest up, like you see us in our cameras, except for. Little D,
she wide now.
When little D gets too close and when little D puts his leg up too high. Other than that, this is how we see it. But I saw Whoopi Goldberg sitting at the table and it was a wide shot. And she was she had her feet up on a stand. She was in like a bar high chair.
Like a buffalo stance.
But she had something that she had literally stepped on and she was telling a story about how she had fell. And she still sounds like Whoopi, but she don't look nothing like Whoopi.
Well, Corey,
is she sick? Did she get sick?
If she mentions she fell, then maybe she can't stick to a workout regimen. And I just Googled it. She's 65. So she's a little older.
Okay.
You're 55. So, I mean, she got 10 years ahead of you.
Well, you're going the wrong direction, but go with it.
Well, I'm saying she's 10 years older than you.
She's 10 years younger than me, but go ahead.
No, I said you're 75.
Yeah.
My bad. But maybe she can't stick to the regimen, but she's looked good up until the pictures I've seen. So
I'm not shaming. I love Whoopi Goldberg. I absolutely love her body of work. Sister Act. We've used clips from her show back in the day. A joyful, joyful Lord, we adore thee. That's from Sister Act. You know what I'm saying? If I can hit that high note that big nose black little boy did, I'd do that too.
He's a big nose black man.
I can't hit it. I'm 75, D.A. I can't do it. My balls dropped.
His nuts. That's why he got that hit that note like that. When we hit you in your nuts.
But do you see what I'm talking about, D.A.? Do you see a recent picture of her?
I do. I think it's the picture you're talking about. She has her feet up on like a wood block. Yeah. And she's wearing like yellow shoes. And
I'm watching a clip of her.
What is that picture?
And it looks like she just came back after her sciatica flared up.
That's her. Damn. Oh yeah, she has.
No, that's an older picture, but that's even that. She's bigger than that.
It said this was posted 11 hours ago.
This is the video from 2 days ago.
There it is, DA. That's it. That's it. Yeah. So yeah, she is sick.
She's sick?
Oh, sciatica.
Aren't you an ass? What are you sick with?
DA,
what?
Jesus, man.
I thought you could say that.
No, you can say everything except for the whole part of the butt.
What's sciatica?
What was the number?
5516. Sciatica is something with the spine, ain't it?
Yeah.
But so she is sick. Because prior to that, man, this was something really rapid. Prior to that, man, she looked, you know, older and healthier, but she like, you know, ballooned, and it just really startled me.
So yeah. That happened from her falling in, her injury.
The injury she was talking about on that show was something that had just happened the show before. So I don't know if that wouldn't have caused her to look like that in less than 24 hours. But if you're saying that if she's got sciatica, I'm sure a lot of people are talking about this because she doesn't look like herself.
And it looked like she just signed a new deal, too. So maybe that's what it is.
I don't expect her to look like, you know, New Jack City Whoopi. But
I don't remember whatever
movie she was in when she had the dreads. That every movie Ghost. She was in, she had Ghost. The dreads.
Eddie
with Patrick Swayze.
Ghost. I don't even expect her to look like Ghost, Whoopi Ghost. You know, but
better than me. I was gonna say The Color Purple.
Yeah, I was thinking about you and I might never find my.
That's when Oprah was big.
Oh,
That was big. And Oprah, Oprah.
You know, then Oprah got little. Then Oprah got big. Then Oprah got little.
Her money got real big though.
Then Oprah got big. Then Oprah got now, little.
Now DT, that's what we need to be plotting on.
I'm scared of Oprah. Don't talk about Oprah. I'm scared of Oprah.
We hit that in the right way. Whoa,
her and Gail.
I'm scared of Oprah. Not scared of Gail. Scared of Oprah.
I do either one. We'll be rich.
Let's not talk about Oprah. I'm scared of Oprah. But you see what I'm talking about, DA, with Whoopi?
Yeah, she got fluffy, but look, I'm not going to hold her because she's older. We're going through a pandemic and she rich.
That's messed up, man. You're not going to hold old people. You got to hold them. You got to show a little tenderness.
Got to show a little tenderness. Baby. Little Dick, come back.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I thought I was in a session with R. Kelly.
Pause. Yeah, I was going to ask you, bro.
You really want to be in a session with R. Kelly?
Did you drop the soap or not?
Ah, here we go. I'm never going to play his catalog. Man, I'm bumping TP2.com tonight.
I don't even know what his catalog is, so man, I can't bump
it. Man, hit it hard from the DJ back. Show.
Ooh, yeah, that's the
roll
one.
Roll around in the front. Thought you heard a lot of track. But 12 plays what you want. Yeah, you know that.
Yeah, that's TP2.
Yeah, I say, you know that. Look, I'm not throwing away his catalog.
I'm not either. Why would you throw away somebody's music? I don't throw away Michael's catalog from all the stuff that he was doing.
He was never found guilty, though. So that's the difference. That's what I was thinking, too. If Michael was found guilty... We're not listening to Billie Jean?
Please. Come on. Get out of here. We are the world.
We are
the children. He said it in his music, man. We are the children. We're the ones who make a
thing is that
let's start giving.
The good thing is that Bill Cosby came out and said that R. Kelly got a bum rap.
He got a blunt rap.
A bum rap.
What does that mean?
Means that he says that his constant... A Bill Cosby rep says that he believes R. Kelly's constitutional rights were affected.
Oh, Bill Cosby's were.
Bill
so
Cosby
would know.
Yeah, okay.
He would know.
Bill. Bill.
So you just believe that they did it. Look, I'm not defending R. Kelly. He probably did all of that.
Hey, D.A., you did it.
With what?
You guilty too. You know why you're guilty of everything you're charged of, you're guilty of.
In the American judicial system, yeah.
Yeah, look at your face. You're guilty.
It's guilty before proven innocent.
It's guilty till proven innocent.
Isn't how it should be, but Jay-Z and, if it's funny, R. Kelly told us that.
Hey, don't worry about none of that, though. Britney Spears is free.
She was arrested?
Oh, did they finally get her from underneath her debt?
Did she?
I don't know. I don't care. This is just me padding until the next break because I got nothing until the next break.
So,
which is in 60 seconds.
I'm thinking about downsizing on some cars. That was my big thing.
Oh, you're gonna get rid of the Corvette?
Just two.
No, I'm gonna get rid of that Corvette.
No, I'm keeping the Corvette.
You're gonna
that Mustang.
You mean you're gonna normalize your life?
Yeah. I already sold the Mustang. I sold the Mustang.
Yeah, I was gonna say you already sold that a long time ago.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. Because I did tell you I wanted it.
What show are you watching?
I sold my other truck.
Is the G14 classified one still available?
That's oh, my yeah. truck.
That's the one. I sold that one. That was the old one. I sold that one. I got my black truck. I'm keeping that one. So I sold one. So actually, I'm downsizing.
Don't keep the black one.
So how many cars do you have left?
You like the black
one. Which one do you really want to get?
DA, you play right into it like a deck of cards. Like a deck of cards, brother.
I'm the only one that understands you.
I'm thinking about just keeping my black truck.
Rich.
And my Corvette.
What'd you say, Rich?
That's it.
Oh, that's nice, Rich.
All right, so which ones are you getting rid of?
I might buy G-Wagon, though.
Must be hard, Rich.
Brother, don't you talk about investing. Why would you get a G-Wagon?
He's still doing that, too.
Yeah, I'm still investing.
How do you think he's able to buy the G-Wagon?
Okay, hey, I'm not hating. If you got it.
How do you think Bill Cosby was able to get off? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, more fun and more thrills on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Corey, you know, I do my makeup every single show day on Thursdays, but people won't see us if they don't know where to go. They can go to YouTube and like, comment, and subscribe to my beautiful face.
It's not just your face. It's all of our faces. My face is there. D-Tay's face is there. Little D's face is sometimes there.
Well, sometimes, yeah, he's on that N-word time.
But you're absolutely right, DA. We go through a lot to look good on our live stream. So we like to invite everyone to catch us out on our live stream. And the one greatest thing about the live stream is that people can interact with us.
I mean, they can comment live time and then they'll be on the show.
And become part of the show.
Can I say like, comment, and subscribe again?
Say like, comment, and subscribe again.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Again.
Again.
Our show streams live on Facebook on Thursdays at 7 p.m. And then you can watch us the next day on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/FatGuyRadioShow. It's amazing. Only thing about that on YouTube the next day, you can comment, but it won't be on the show.
I mean, but we'll see it because we watch me all the time on the playbacks.
Well, I'm on the show too, dear.
I usually skip forward.
Where do you think AK-47, Lady K, Martha Moo, and all those guys and gals get their fame from?
Me?
No commenting on our live stream, dear.
Oh, on... Live on Bookface.
Live on Facebook, Thursdays at 7 p.m.
What time again?
7
p.m.
Pacific Standard Time.
I'll see you there, maybe.
You have to be there, D.A. You're part of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, this ain't gonna have to burn.
No, that was the last commercial.
Oh.
We are sorry. So sorry. Very sorry. Sorry. We'll never do it again.
Get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blay.
Ladies and gentlemen, with the start of the NFL 3 weeks ago, you can start listening to the hottest show on the field, Afterburn. Corey tries his hardest to host a show as the fellas get raunchy, hot, and X-rated. It's basically what I want to allow them to do on the Thursday show they do on Afterburn, and they get away with it, and there's nothing that I can do about it. The show is not for the faint of heart. So if your heart is faint, the show is not for you. But in order to identify if your heart is faint, subscribe to the show. And if your heart is faint, leave your subscription active. Just don't listen to it no more. Are you looking for the hottest show? It's $3 to listen, $8 to watch it, and to get live traffic reports. Afterburn at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn is the show for you. Ouch, that burns. Afterburn, hotter than an old Afterburn commercial. Afterburn, that's not a new Afterburn commercial. Afterburn, do I smell an Afterburn commercial? FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. Afterburn, we only get a new commercial once a month, so I forgot today was the 30th, so I apologize. Afterburn.
Okay. Okay. Because I was like,
you got me.
You literally railed me the second week of the month when I actually changed it in the middle of the month.
Also, oh, it's late.
No, I had a new one, and then I made that one as well. And you're like, wait, don't we normally keep them for a month?
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, but football season started.
Oh.
And then you're like, today you're all railing me like if it's October 1st and it's September 30th.
Ooh. Oh.
Hey, no. D-Tay can explain anything.
Thank you very much, DA. We have to take that out too.
No, that doesn't have to be. You can actually say that.
Right, little D. Thank you, little D.
You cannot say the N word.
You Charlamagne says it on the Breakfast Club every morning. They don't edit out because he's black. You actually can and get away with it.
Yes, we're black, Corey.
It's a known fact. You don't have to cut that out. You really don't.
It's a known fact.
Hey, speaking of facts,
6504 DT, please.
Hey, what? I've been reading a book called Shallow Waters. You guys should read it. It's pretty good.
Hey, are the waters shallow?
In some places it is.
Is the next book Deep Water, and can you read it if you can't swim?
Depending on how black you is.
You are such an idiot. I mean, you just make my cerebral cortex hurt. DA, you're the only person that makes my cerebral cortex just release.
Yeah. Whatever. Your cerebral cortex is jello.
it's pudding. All right. So DT sent a TikTok to me.
You don't stop. To the TikTok.
Hold on. Sorry.
Oh, that's where they got that TikTok from. You remember that I Want to Sex You Up song? TikTok, get up. Stop. Let me show y'all what I'm talking about because y'all think
we already know, Lil D. We know the song.
I don't know. Pull it up. Railroad it. And Joy Washington said, hey, y'all. And Kathy, Lady K says, I'm sorry, I'm so freaking late. Hey, everybody.
Okay.
It's okay, Lady K.
All right. No, it's not. All right. So, Lady K, we need to have a conversation.
Oh, I'll
get it. Oh, I'm writing a four-page letter. It was off tone.
Little D. We can't play that.
I just wanted to play that part.
Don't listen to DA. He DA looks at everything that I have to deal with and does the opposite. Don't take any advice from him.
Damn, so my bad. I just wanted to play that part, the TikTok part. That's
DA,
all.
DA tried to sing Aaliyah's 4-page letter in the key of Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. That's how it sounded. I'm writing you a 4-page letter. Ooh. I'm asking you to fix this stuff. Ooh. I'll send it with a heart and a kiss.
Hey, if you want to write a letter to me, to Boo, you got to put it in the mailbox and send it to. You got to make a change so you know it's right. You got to tell it over because I know it's right.
Ooh, spit that,
don't
Corey.
Forget the stamp.
In the corner. Ooh. your dumb ass could have sent an email.
Keep going. I better sign you down my chair hat, bro.
Well, that's what it sounded. I was like trying to think, what did this sound like? Because you're like, oh, it was a little off key. Like, no, it was off key, wrong song.
It was
wrong tune.
It was off artist. I got it.
It was in the wrong studio.
It was on key for another song.
Thank you, Corey. Hey, that's a compliment.
That's not a compliment, you shiftless son of a biscuit.
But I would say, before we, let me sidetrack that even more. Don't send it USPS because they're going to take longer. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And they're going to charge you more.
Yep. And there's a shipping crisis right now because China's getting held up with a lot of strikes. So we're going to be looking at inflation really soon. What were you going to say, DT?
I'm glad we got everything that we needed.
For real, right? Corey, yes. What's going on with Lady K?
Oh yeah, you was about to blast her.
I wasn't about to blast her.
You was about
blast that.
You was about to say something. Listen, controversial.
We deal with our personal matters, off from the public.
Oh, yep. That is a lie. You want to know why? Because she just said, and I quote, "I'll bring the phone book, baby. I deserve it."
See, she already know. DA.
That's a personal matter.
Let me explain to you why you take issue with this. Because you don't have no control over yours, like us do. You see what I'm saying? Yours ain't gonna never automatically bring the phone book to you.
I mean, because mine wasn't born when they was delivering phone books.
you just call my girl old.
Old as hell.
You just call my girl old.
They was passing out books with everybody's number. I screen my calls.
You didn't screen your calls back there. We had party lines back in them days.
What the hell was a party line?
The loop. You don't remember the loop.
The loop.
The loop. Loop. I use a water base.
Well, is this the Johnson party that we got going on here? Oh, this ain't the Johnson party. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm aging myself, but there used to be when I was in a grade / high school, there was a middle school, grade school, and everything.
Why don't you just say junior high, man?
Because he's bougie.
It, you know, I didn't have. Actually, you know
he's
what?
At grade school like he's from England.
I did. I was gonna say because all of ours, but it wasn't until after I graduated that it moved from separate schools until one school. So I went to one school that was K through 4, and the other one was 5 through 8.
N word splaining everything.
Apple's
good at it.
Apple's
good at it.
Together, little D. Well done. All right, go ahead, DT.
But
wait.
When I was in junior high and high school, there was this phone number you can call, and you can meet random people and just talk on the phone.
Like, could you meet midgets?
They probably were. You don't know. You don't see them, little D. Oh.
Little D, you can't see through the phone.
Yeah, you would call this number, and they had like you can be on there by yourself, like you can do stories. They had like stories and stuff. Like,
how you think I started this show?
There's this giant menu, and you just press a number, and the number take you to different games or chat rooms or whatnot.
So this is like Clubhouse before Clubhouse.
Sure, I don't know what Clubhouse is, but.
You know what Clubhouse is, that app that everybody could join different rooms.
Sure. This was, but it was called The Loop, and everyone was in The Loop. And you would.
Because you don't want to get left out of The Loop.
Exactly. And, bro, I used to pick up so many girls on The Loop.
Dang. What are they, girl?
DA, I'm so embarrassed for you sometimes, DA.
Why?
You're just an embarrassment.
Hey, my wife does apologize for me when we walk into rooms.
And rightfully so.
Every time you got into a room, anytime you went into a room, the moderator in there like will play and say, oh, so-and-so will enter. But the so-and-so part was your recording that you said for your name. So it'd be either you saying your name. But I went by Slim back in the day. So I had Peaches and Cream playing in the background. It was like the S, the L, the I, the M.
Oh, that's kind of dope. And I went by Slim on there, but I never thought about that part.
And that will always come on every time I went in. It was like Slim's in the room.
This is a level of black that I wasn't aware of.
But I was actually, when that song came out, I was out there.
Yeah, they didn't have that down in Tucson. Y'all didn't
I was
going
to say, that don't sound black.
Y'all didn't have phones.
Let me do that.
Y'all didn't have phones down in Tucson. Y'all was still running cans with strings.
But bro, I used to pick up so many. You can talk to them. And then you get their number and everything, and you can have actual conversation with them.
Were they like 58-year-old fat women?
Nah, bro. It was a scene, bro.
They were midgets?
Fat midgets. 15-year-old fat midgets.
Ooh, ain't nothing worse than a fat midget.
No. He said 15-year-old fat midget.
Oh, little D. I didn't catch the age. I apologize for that. I didn't. I said fat midget. You put an age limit on there, Chris Hansen.
No, he said 50-year-old.
I said 50. You said 15, you inappropriate.
I was hanging out with R. Kelly. I told y'all.
Yeah, of course you did. Of course you heard 15. Now, DT, you sent me a TikTok about a funny mom burning sage. And the joke was that that she was burning sage, waving it around her house. And it says you're supposed to burn sage to get rid of demons. And her kids are saying they can't breathe. And she said, yeah, that's right, you little demons.
Yeah.
Wow, that's sad.
Okay, I'm on the outside looking in when it comes to this sage burning thing, because when I think sage, I think Thanksgiving.
For real? I got sage. I burn all the time around here.
Corey's not a spiritual person, though, so yeah. I know he wouldn't know that.
I don't know. What is the, I don't get the sage thing.
We're so opposite. I got sage right now. I burned it on the first
one. Well, I thought those were incense because you were smoking. You know.
No, that's that sage. My daughter's first day of school, before they left, I took sage, burned it. And I went around them with it. First day of school.
Where is this rooted from? What is this from? I've never witches. Heard of this in the... Oh,
yeah, probably some
go.
Native You're American thing.
No, this ain't no Native American thing. Trust me. I don't think this is a Native American thing.
It's witch talk.
It's got to be something that's like, you know...
It's witches, bro.
I know you're pulling my string.
Dude, I don't know anything about... I know about burning incense.
Anybody who makes... It's
but I never heard about burning sage to get rid of demons.
I would say Native Americans too, because they do burn incenses and stuff. Anyone who has any connection with the spiritual realm, they use these type of things. So you got your in the Mexican culture, you got the
Palo Santos.
I forgot.
Now listen, I'm not bequeathing anybody that uses the sage. Whatever you have to do to reach your spiritual desires, go for it. I'm not bequeathing you. I just don't understand.
Let me queef on something you just said.
Don't queef on something I just said, D.A.
What I mentioned, I said it's probably the Native Americans. You said, no, it's not. You're an idiot, D.A. I feel sorry for you. And I just Googled it, and it said Native Americans and other indigenous peoples have burned sage for centuries. Look, a quick Google search says, yeah, Native Americans.
No, D.A., I didn't say that you're an idiot and I feel sorry for you. I was talking about your entire life.
Oh,
not
got
just
it.
Sage.
Yeah, but I win the sage, though. So it's
this
won
ain't no
against
lose
my life.
Or win. This is an educational moment, you knuckle dragon red ass baboon.
Do these look like nipple Cialis?
Thank you, little D. Jesus, Lord.
They look like Benoit balls.
That looks like COVID.
This show needs to.
Hey, do they pull longer or pull them? Like some nips.
Lady
Lil D, how you just gonna whip out COVID in the middle of the show?
Watch me whip that COVID. Watch me whip that COVID.
Lil D, put your at you.
Look.
Hey, Lady K said, she said, watch it, DA. Just cause you've been on vacay, you ain't that fresh.
Yeah, Lady K, but what about nipples though?
Hey, speaking of the nipples. Hey, speaking of the nipples though. She says, I'm digging the facial hair, Lil D.
Oh, hey.
Lil D.
Are you using that tea tree oil?
He took his headset off so he can't hear you.
And then she said, it's called smudging sea, and salt is a big one, too. I don't know what she's talking about now.
Thank you for catching up on all the comments from five minutes ago.
So it
gotta
is
do
now
something while the NFL game is on
the
commercial.
Only, I'm the so only much. One out of the hosts who can't grow a beard.
Pretty much.
You really can't. Yeah.
I can't.
I just wanted to do something
it's super
different.
Patchy.
I don't do it on purpose. I do it because I can't make it to my barber.
Mm. That's only have the ability to. If I don't do it for as long as you do it, I get these just clumps of hair.
Yeah, it's ugly. So,
is that all
tea
you get right
tree
there?
Tree oil.
Just mustache is all you get?
Yeah.
TT?
But I get a pretty good mustache.
Yeah,
you get
thick.
The Steve Harvey going on up above
the
lip.
Yeah, it gets thick.
Yeah. I can even get into a handlebar when it grows.
D, why does that
long,
sound like... so inappropriate when you say it?
A lot of stuff does when he says it.
Yeah, hey, my mustache
gets
thick.
It gets thick.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, but D,
so burning
it's better.
Sage.
You should try it. Lady K, do you know about burning sage? Do you guys, is that a, do you
of
guys
course that she probably does. She's from the South.
I was going to say, yeah. Okay, I'll leave it.
Well, I mean, but look, wait.
Listen,
if
listen.
Little D knows and his big brother doesn't know, I mean...
Listen, I know about sage, but sage to me is an ingredient that you use for fall flavors.
Yeah,
okay?
No, that's
I know it of.
Lady K said burning sage for spiritual reasons is called smudging. Okay, that's what she was saying.
Okay, that's what she was meaning.
Now, I
see, smudging to me is like when you got mud on your face and you just wipe it.
I was going to say it's probably smudges. What looks like you having sex.
That's what I thought smudging was.
Hey, if I could make up a word for last episode, it would be smudging. And it means smudging. Corey having sex.
I hate you so much.
Hey, Corey, you smudge that?
That's so hurtful. But that's so funny.
I'm sorry.
Hey, you smudged that yet? Hey, Lady K, you want to get smudged? Hey, let me smudge that. Why don't you come over here and get you some of this smudge? I can't stand you, D.A.
I can't either.
That stuff's so funny, I can't stand you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're an Afterbirth subscriber, you get two drops tonight. You're going to get this show dropping here in just a few minutes. And then first thing in the morning, you get an Afterburn episode dropping. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more, open at fatguyradioshow.com/O. Does that work? Yeah, can you check and see if fatguyradioshow.com/store works? You know, we got the new website on, and I had to have them turn on a couple of them new. I've been plugging it, and I don't even know if it works. Dang. Please tell me it takes you to our store.
I got some good internet, and it's just low.
It did take you to the store? All right, so...
Hold on. 4/show.
Yeah, duh.
No, store.
Store. FatGuyRadioShow.com/store.
I wrote show. Yeah, that worked.
Oh, Jesus. All right. So FatGuyRadioShow.com/store. You know what? My mistake was saying DA.
He should have had somebody else. It's 25 cents.
Little D could have got to it on his broken backwards, upside down phone quicker than you did. And you spoke. Little D, put the coronavirus away. Oh, all right, ladies and gentlemen, when you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch, so your purchase supports our small, independently owned business, FatGuyRadioShow.com/store. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send a gift we love. Surprise us to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and the ticker of the talker. Look us up, follow, subscribe, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about, through your mask, tell them. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze.
I'm fat.
With our show mantra, skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. We're all stronger together. See you at the top. Good night.
Little D.